Blame the poor people, man.
Come on.
By the way, that's their money going into student loans over 40 years' time because you never get it paid off. Because it's rigged, man. Predatory lending. We thought that they were... Hey, did you know we should blame all the poor people in Los Angeles? You know how many homeless people there are on an average night in the vicinity? Any idea? 60,000. 60,000.
Yikes.
So you see, they're trying to use the 20,000 motel rooms and hotel rooms that don't get used every day. It's kind of a clash. I don't know if that's the answer. But maybe, you know, you guys are building so many hotels all the time. Why don't you just like vacate some of them and then just make that all for people that are homeless since you don't want to live next to them or anything? It's just, anyway, I'm going to go to the air because my friend Martina is on. Hi, Martina.
Hey, Michael, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty damn good, I think.
I can tell. I can tell you're feeling good. So am I, actually.
Good.
I'm getting the outcome that I need. I finally have got a right combination together of
awesome
meds and doctors.
Me too, man. Me too. I got the right combination when I bought like four different kinds of marijuana in Michigan. I got the right combo there.
So share with me the ones that you're not using, will you?
Ooh, hey, we'll get together.
I got this green bag. It says, is my medicine legal yet?
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyhow, just to let you know, I'm in hospice care now.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm on a short list. Short list.
Well, you know, I'd be surprised. By listening to you right now, I wouldn't have guessed that. But knowing you, I know that you're going out, you know, standing up, not laying down.
And fighting. And I am. But I've got to tell you, the reason for this call is that I just came back from 10, 11, 12 days, I forget, in UW Hospital. And I am leading a patient rebellion.
Awesome.
In support of all staff.
Right.
Housekeepers, CNAs, LPNs, RNs, MDs, PAs, alphabet soup, whatever they call themselves. If you work with a patient and you don't, your work rules don't allow the patient's needs to come first, then you're in the wrong job, or there's something wrong about your job description. So the IWW, one big union, IWW Industrial Workers World, would organize a hospital across all disciplines.
I agree, since SEIU gave up too easy, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Hey, they respond to the money. The WOBs don't, you know, the WOBBLIs do not respond to the money.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a WOBBLY. I know you are, too.
Yeah, I go to meetings. You don't. Come on now.
Well, I don't want to ruin your guys' meetings.
Hey, I know. I'm teasing, too. You know that, too. You know, I tease more than I'm serious.
Well,
you
it's...
Know, but let me talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me finish, because I don't have much airtime left. Anyhow. Put my name down on the head of the list of patients organizing for one big union at UW Hospital. Okay?
Yep.
And I'll give you some nursing staff that I've been talking with and, people who are already submerged. But, you know, nursing, housekeeping, maintenance, those people can move things. And the doctors know their dependence on those people. So the doctors better well may sign on to the union request, because their doctor's livelihood depends on the patient's being treated well as well. And I'm going to sign off for now. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Oh, and I love you. And I'm really sad to hear that news. And I was already saddened this week by losing one of my heroes and supporters and huge activist, Nettie McGee. But that's what happens when you meet good people. And then they're gone, and it's up to us to carry the torch, right? I mean, I can't tell you how many people, good people, that I've met from the last 10 years of standing up for people that didn't have an opportunity, and that included a lot of people that couldn't physically stand up, but physically made it to support everybody on all the things that we're talking about, which is, we're the ones that are getting screwed on all this, you guys. I don't know, this opportunity and access for people that are involved in Washington, D.C. really makes me sick, okay? There's some really good people up there trying to make things happen. And then there's the people that have been there for decades and decades, and they're not stepping aside, and they said they would. And Ron Johnson said he was only going to do it for a short while. And I remember when Nancy Pelosi felt the shift towards progressive, you know, pressure, and she said she, you know, was going to step down as the leader of the Congress. And she, none of them do. They don't, because they like what they're doing, okay? They like this capitalism that doesn't work for poor people, and poor people create all the wealth for people that don't do any of the work at all. It's heart-wrenching. I know a lot of people turn away from it all, but the people I feel the worst for, and I have more empathy for than anything, is people that are poor and sick and homeless and lonely. And it really doesn't take a whole lot to cure that. But, you know, when you're going to use trillions of dollars to, you know, make sure everybody's afraid of your weapons that can destroy the earth over and over and over again, and everybody's so afraid that they think they need to do that. And I watched the remake of Red Dawn, and tell you what, I mean, if that's what you're really afraid of is an invasion, or do you think having nuclear weapons is the answer? Because somebody's going to use one someday, and then that's the end of all of us, right? How stupid are people to live in fear, right? To live in this fear and these lies and all this deception, and nobody does it more than the clergy. But I'll save that and go to Joe, North and South Joe. Are you there, man?
Mike.
Yeah.
Reedy, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, man. Shout out to Martina. You know, putting the grind in and still putting the grind in. I just got a call from my buddy's wife, and he passed on this morning. So he had a Blachette's disease, and average lifespan of somebody with that, it's a narrowing of the capillaries. And it's 55 years old, and he just died this morning at 53, man. And it's just one of, you know, and then...
We just have to keep hanging on to that there's a spirit world after this, because if there isn't, I'm coming back.
Yeah, man, me too, man. I hear you. And but I can also say this, that, you know, this is why we do what we do. This is why you get out there and you pound the pavement, but you're calling people out left and right for that just sickening behavior, and also, you know, not being afraid to point the finger at somebody wearing blue or red. This is all you talk about all the times that we have chatted on the radio here, Mike and Jason and all the listeners, is this is what we've been asking the Democrats to do, not to blend with a bunch of morons and see, like, get half part Trump, half part. I don't want nothing to do with that clown. You know, and you look at this kind of like the memes of Biden, dark Biden rising or something like that. But this is what we've been asking him to do. And it's to step up to the pump and start putting some energy into, you know, what matters. And bare minimum Biden, when he does nothing and he starts doing something and people get jacked up, and it's setting the tone.
Hey, Joe, don't it make his black eyes blue?
Oh, that's a good one, man.
I know, I'm...
But you know...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, just shout out to the Nurses Association. I just got done working a project down here for the Nurses Association. Limiting the vulture capitalists who come in here and prey on people with medical debt. And so we've got a pretty good kind of a process to get things on the ballot. And so we've got this, you know, it's how we passed the legalization of marijuana down here, and, you know, running in a $15 an hour minimum wage, the taxation on people making over 400,000 bucks. Those all came from ballot initiatives. And so for every, you know, when they say, oh my God, we got to do purple. It's just, there's a lot of we blew them out of the water. People want, you know, cogent. They want progressive policy. They don't want clown red politics. Yeah, man. So just shout out to the station. Shout out to you, Jason, Martina. The grind continues, man.
Oh, I say we take this grind and axe with the UW Board of Regents, Joe, and I'll be more than happy to show up their next meeting and protest outside. Yeah, put up some signs.